A prophet like Moses. God will raise up from among you a prophet like Moses. God knows we need one. Moses, the prophet of God, will not be entering into the promised land of Cana. There was the incident with the staff and the rock, and also perhaps a reality that the people of God are looking at Moses and it's perhaps clouding their eyes from seeing God. And it's time for a change. Not a change that the people welcome, however, not really. No, who will be the new leader? Who will mediate between God and man? Who will talk to God face to face and mouth to mouth? Who will perform great signs and wonders? Who will be the new prophet like Moses? God knows we need one. People of Israel have never fared well without a strong leader. And in fact, truth be told, they have struggled to be faithful even with a strong leader. And now they're losing Moses. Who will fill his sandals? Joshua? Partially. But there is no prophet like Moses. There is no prophet who speaks to God face to face and mouth to mouth. There is no prophet who can accomplish and perform such amazing signs and wonders. At least that's what it says 16 chapters later in this same writing. But God says that he will raise up a prophet like Moses. God knows they need one. And we still want that prophet. We want that charismatic leader, that strong personality. We want that prophet who will right all the wrongs, who will part the political waters, who will be the bread king, providing for all of our wants and our needs, who will indeed lead us through this barren wilderness, this land of ours. A prophet like Moses. God knows we need one. But to this day, who is it that speaks to God face to face? Who is it that performs such amazing signs and wonders, apart from maybe some cheap parlor tricks? Who? And lest you are holding on to the hope or perhaps the belief that one day you will be such a prophet, let me be the first to dash your infantile hopes upon the rocks. There is no man. There is no earthly man who can be a prophet like Moses. Not Martin Luther, not C.F.W., not Joel Osteen, not Sarah Palin, my friends, not even Matthew Harrison. There is no earthly man who can be the prophet like Moses. But God knows we need one. God knows we need one. Indeed, God does know that we need one. And so God has indeed kept that promise, and he raised up from among the people of Israel a prophet like Moses, but no mere man. The God man. Jesus Christ, the prophet like Moses who mediates between God and man, the prophet like Moses who talks to God face to face and mouth to mouth, the prophet like Moses who performs great signs and wonders, calming storms, walking upon the water. healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, casting out demons, backing down Satan in the wilderness. A prophet like Moses who conquers sin, death, and the grave and leads us not only to the shore of the river, but through it and into the promised land of everlasting life. And this new prophet has borne our sins and carried our sorrows, absorbing God's wrath over our sins. And this new priest has gone behind the curtain once for all, pouring out his own precious blood upon the atonement cover. And this new king has established an everlasting kingdom of which you and I are the most cherished citizens. A prophet like Moses, Jesus Christ. I mean, many were the prophets in the line fulfilled in Christ Jesus. And many more have been those who have filled the prophetic pastoral office. But none, not one, is a prophet like Moses. Because God knows we needed somebody more. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.